How are you, future Slimeologist? I am so happy to see you guys. Wow, we've got a whole bunch of kids here today. That's so super awesome. I want to see who's actually here this morning. Are you awake yet? Okay, well, I'm going to find out. We're going to start with the oozy doozies this morning. I say oozy, you say doozy, oozy. Whoa, that's awesome. What's about the grimy slimies? I say grimy, you say slimy, grimy. Oh, that's awesome. And then we've got the yucky muckies, yucky. There you are. And then we have the gloppy sloppies. Are you ready? Gloppy. And I think these little icky stickies are going to blow me away. Are you ready? Icky. And then we all are going to yell out so loud, slime. Oh, that's awesome. Now, I think we need to get some of the big people. I wasn't going to say old people. I almost did. We're going to get you all involved, so don't be shy. I know it's a kid's service, but we're going to have fun today because we're all a mess. We're all a mess, and that's what we're talking about today, how Jesus shows up in our mess. So we're all going to try this one more time. I'm going to say slime, and you yell at the top of your lung, ology, and we're just going to see the ceiling just shoot off of here. Are you ready? Here we go. Slime! That's what I'm talking about. Good job. So we've got some exciting things that we're going to be doing today. We're going to be showing you what we've been doing these last few days and as we have been talking about our mess. But I think we have to invite our cast of characters out. Don't you think we need to do that? Awesome. Okay, so we're going to start by inviting out Mr. Icky Ike. Can you welcome Mr. Icky Ike? There he is. Awesome. And then we have Miss Messy Tessie all the way from Malawi, Japan. Let's give her a round of applause. And we don't want to forget about Mr. Herman, and he has special eyebrows today. They're so cute. So cute. Oh, nice. And then we have, are you ready? Let's welcome the Yuckmeister.
Hello, wow.
Okay,
hello.
We gotta settle him down.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, James.
And then, everybody, give your hands together for Professor Slurple Derple.
You're so amazing, sir.
So we are going to share with these people all the great things that we've been learning.
I think we could have some good time today. How about you? Do you think we could have some good time today?
Yes, absolutely. So should we start with the first night and just go from there, Professor?
Well, I think we should start with the Bible verse. What do you guys think?
Oh, I like
that. Yes, sir.
Let's assume our positions.
Everyone up.
Young, slimy students, stand to your feet and show these old people how to do it.
It is a little crusty in here.
Here we go. John 10, 10.
John 10, 10.
The thief. Comes to steal.
To kill.
And destroy. But I have come.
To give life.
To the full. Very, very good. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Very nice. Thank you so much. So, you know, the first night we talked about the mess that we're all in because we have the acronym MESS. And the first night we talked about how Jesus meets us.
Yes.
In our mess.
Yes.
So can you talk about that?
Well, it's amazing because we learned a messy mix-up that night, and I think that we need to get loud and proud once again with the messy mix-up of Jesus meeting us in our mess. Let's say it together, young slimy students. He takes our junk.
He takes our junk.
And gets rid of the funk. Now I want all the old people to say the first part and the kids the second part, and let's see if we can be louder, kids. Old people. He takes our junk.
He takes our junk.
See, the old people can't even follow instructions.
Professor, you better get it in line or I'll spray all of you. Dangerous.
Old people, repeat after me. He takes our junk.
He takes our junk.
Okay, you ready, young slimy students? And gets rid of the funk. Ha ha, you lose, old people.
The bag.
So Matt, is there a special Bible story that you know? Because I know we pulled out some ooey gooey gunky stuff out of our treasure. Do you guys remember what we pulled out the first night out of our ooey gooey gunky mucky bucket? What was it? Do you remember, Paisley? What was it? It was a coin. That's right. I kind of forgot. What was our coin all about?
Well, Miss Gingivitis and Professor, if you don't mind, I read in a scientific journal once that was published, there was a man named Zacchaeus. Everyone say Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
And you see, Zacchaeus was a very greedy man who was a man who had stolen from his friends and many of the people that were around him, and so he was not well liked. And anyway, Zacchaeus as a man was also very, very small. And so
He was a wee little man.
I prefer small. Wee makes me feel funny. Anyway, so Professor, this man Zacchaeus.
At least he wasn't a wee, wee little man.
I have to go to the bathroom now, sir. But anyway, Zacchaeus had climbed into a tree because he was so small, knowing that the man Jesus, the Son of God, was coming into town, and because he was not well liked and he had a tremendous amount of guilt upon him for being a man who had stolen from so many. And as he was sitting in the tree and looking upon Jesus, when Jesus came through the town, Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, you come out of that tree." And when he came down, Zacchaeus was so surprised that the Son of God would point him out, not the other people, but Zacchaeus. And so when he came down, Jesus said, "I would like to eat a meal with you." And so Zacchaeus brought him into his home, and he was so profoundly excited and humbled that the Son of God would choose him, a sinner, to come and eat with him. Listen to this, that Zacchaeus went to Jesus in the middle of the meal, and he said, "Jesus, if I've taken anything from any man or any person, I will repay them four times what I have taken." And Jesus, the Son of God, said, "Today salvation has come into this house." Isn't
yes,
that amazing?
Yes, that's a good story. So that first night, we were talking about how Jesus meets us in our mess, and our mess is sins. Is that right, Jochmeister?
Yes, sir, it is.
Our sins are a messy situation, and we did an experiment that night that we're not going to do this morning, but we talked about how we try to control our sins and think no one knows, and they're very pretty because sin is fun for a season, but left alone, it can get out of control and make a mess of our lives. So that's what we talked about the first night, Gingivitis.
That's very good. Now, the second night, we moved on, and we had something else in our icky, sticky, yucky, mucky bucket. Does anybody remember what that was? What was it? What was our second night? What was it?
Seaweed.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone say, ooey gooey. Oh, it was so ooey and gooey. We had seaweed. And that night we talked about that Jesus, the E in mess, that Jesus equips us. Jesus equips us in our mess.
We had a messy mix-up that night, too. Let's show these old people once again.
They're crusty,
how
sir.
To do the messy mix-up, young slimy students. Ready? The top of your lungs. Don't get stuck.
Don't get stuck.
When you're in the muck.
When you're in the muck.
One more time, very, very loud. Don't get stuck.
Don't get stuck.
When you're in the muck.
When you're in the muck.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we had a wonderful story that night too, Jochmeister.
We did.
Share it.
Professor, I'm so sorry. My goggles are a little tight upon my noggin. Once again, there was another story I'd read in another scientific journal as to where there was the man Peter, and and the disciples, and I believe it was seaweed that we had handed out. And so the relation to that was Jesus had sent the disciples off into a boat, and they'd been ministering all day. And the disciples, they went off in the morning, and they'd been gone for a couple of hours. And there's this wonderful lake, and it was a little windy. And so the water was lapping up against the boat, and there was a little fog. And anyway, the disciples were in there. Jesus stayed back. And all of a sudden, they look out into the distance, and they see what looks like a man through the fog walking upon the lake. Do you believe this? And they were so profoundly scared because they believed that it might have been a ghost. And so they said, look, man, there's a ghost over there. And Jesus, of course, it was the Son of God again, said, no, man, I'm not a ghost. It's me. It's Jesus. And so Peter, you know, bold Peter from the Bible says, well, okay, Jesus, if you're not a ghost, then please let me walk amongst the water just as you have, that I may come to you. And Jesus says, well, then come. And so Peter, the one who's very bold and very excited, goes, oh, and he runs across like this. But then all of a sudden he realizes, I just got out of a perfectly good boat in the lake. And so he began to sink further and further. But then Jesus grabs him by the hand and pulls him up and says, man, let's go away in the boat together. Isn't that amazing?
Wonderful story, wonderful story. So, Jochmeister, what you're telling me is when Peter had faith, he was able to do some unbelievable things like walk on water.
He did, sir.
But when he didn't have faith, he began to sink and get stuck in the muck.
Yes, I guess he did, yes.
Well, I have prepared a Funkerty Fun science experiment for that. Would you like to see the Funkerty Fun science experiment? I have prepared a concoction of amazing, gunky, monkey, funky stuff.
Ooh. That is just disgusting.
Well, what would you say, Jochmeister, if I said you could walk on top of this and not get yucky or mucky?
Oh no, I couldn't do that, Professor. That would be much too fearful.
Do you
for
have
me.
Faith in my concoction?
Well, I have faith in you, yes, sir, and your abilities. You are a world-renowned scientist, so yes.
Why don't you take off your shoes and socks? Should he do it?
No! 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 No!
See, the concoction
Fine.
Is interesting because it is ooey and gooey, but if I...
Oh! Ah! Dude!
Did it get on you?
You need to warn me!
Wait a second, that is ionically impossible, sir.
We're going to attempt this. I need you, Messi, and you, Icky, to find me some volunteers to help with this in a minute. In the meanwhile, let's attempt this, Jochmeister. Do you believe he can do it?
No.
Do you believe he can do it? Jochmeister, do you have faith?
I do in you, sir, yes, but I'm very scared.
Do you have faith?
Yes.
Then go fast.
No. But what if I can sink and
come
I...
over here. What? This side.
Okay. Oh, I'm so oh,
on the count of three.
Can laugh.
Come over here, please. Right there. One.
No.
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Go!
No.
Jochmeister, are you okay?
I believe I've broken a hip or something. I poured my solution of acid all over my feet.
It's burning through the stage.
The school district will be very upset with me. Oh.
I'm just so glad we have that on video.
That will make for a wonderful highlight. Will they
come and okay. demonstrate one more time as these children get ready?
We'll have to remember that for insurance purposes.
I'm glad you worked for us and you can't sue us.
It's true. I did sign that agreement.
I want you to run in place and show these people And then be very careful when you get out this time.
Okay.
This one, two, three. Yes.
Oh, my. Yes, I'm fine.
What is your name? Savannah, do you have faith in the professor that you can make it across this messy? You have faith? Say, I have faith.
I have faith.
Oh. Then.
Precious child.
Go very fast. One, two, three, go.
Whoa.
Yes. Whoa. What is your name?
Damaris.
Do you have faith?
Yes.
Say, I have faith. Can you get excited? Say, I have faith.
I have faith.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll take that. On the count of three, go very fast. One, two, three.
Yes, woo! Dear. Yes.
What is
wonderful
your name?
Wonderful young lady.
What's that?
Colin.
Colin, very nice to meet you. And who are you calling? Do you have faith?
Yes.
Say, I have faith.
I have faith.
One, two, three.
Oh, woo! Yes, son. Oh, great, wonderful work.
What is your name?
Here you go, sir.
Jack? Yeah. Have you grown a beanstalk?
No.
Okay, just checking.
You never know.
Ho, ho, ho.
Do you have faith?
Yes.
Say, I have faith.
I have faith.
Oh, get a little bit louder about it. I have faith.
Oh, that was a little lame, but we'll take it.
I got what I need. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh,
he got a little nervous.
He jumped like a wild man. It's like a banshee. Come here,
what,
Jack.
What is your name, old person?
David.
David, do you have faith?
I don't know.
Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen.
But I see that.
No.
Do you see that?
Yes, I see that.
Do you have faith in the professor?
Yes, I do.
On the count of three, everyone. One.
Two,
hold on.
Wait, how good is your insurance?
Go fast.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, goodness. You're a master. Good job, sir.
And there you have it.
Oh,
gingivitis.
That's...
The only way to keep from getting stuck in the muck, young slimy students and old people, is by having faith and trusting in Jesus.
This is true.
So our third night, we talked about the S in mess, which is Jesus serves us in our mess. And so we pulled something out of our sloppy bucket. Do you guys remember what that was? What was it? I can't hear you. It was a fish. That's right. So we had a story about a fish.
Well,
so
we had a messy mix-up, too.
Oh, and we did. We had a messy mix-up.
Let's work on that one. It's a little bit trickier, but we need to be loud. Jesus takes our bucket of slop.
Jesus takes our bucket of slop.
And swaps it for the cream of the crop.
And swaps it for the cream of the crop.
Okay, let's try this with just the old people. Because I don't know if they're out there. I need to see if those seasoned veterans are out there.
Yes.
All of you old people.
Especially ready. Those in the back. Right there.
I want to hear you. Jesus takes our bucket of slop.
Jesus takes our bucket of slop.
And swaps it for the cream of the crop. And our story that night went something like this.
Oh, is it my turn again?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. We'll check you out for your concussion later.
Okay. That is wonderful. Well, there was another historical reading that I had found where Jesus once again was ministering with the disciples, and it had been a very long day, and many of you may have heard of this story. It's been passed on for millennia about how Jesus had been ministering to 5,000 people. And they were all together, and he'd been healing them of their diseases, and he'd been ministering to all of their needs, and it was this wonderful time, but everybody got very tired, and everyone had become very hungry because they came out of the villages to meet with Jesus. And so the disciples, being very thinking out in front of themselves, and said, you know what, Jesus, let's send all of the people away to their homes and to the villages that they might get some rest and more importantly, something to eat. Has anyone ever been hungry? Yes. So they were very hungry. And Jesus says, no, 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 silly disciples. You will minister to their needs and you will feed them. To which one of the disciples said, well, Jesus, all we have is 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
Are you sure?
I double checked, yes.
Just checking.
My information this week was not quite as accurate, but anyway, thank you for the reminder.
No worries.
You had to have been there.
It was amazing.
It's on the highlight reel.
14.5 fish and 32.5 loaves of bread.
Yes. Thank goodness I'm not a pastor here.
Praise God.
Yes, yes. Someone would have called into question my teaching credentials. So anyway, so they just had a little bit of food. And so Jesus took the loaves and the fish and he held them up to the heavens. And he said, Father, please bless what we are about to do, Lord. Would you use this food to nourish all of the bodies that are here? And as he began to break the bread and hand them to the baskets and the fish, he began to distribute, and the amazing, miraculous thing was there was so much food to go around out of what was so little. He began to pass this around that all of the people that were in attendance ate more than they could actually handle. So much so that when they collected all of the leftovers, there were 12 baskets full. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing story.
It's amazing.
Jagdmeister. A lot of times that we get ourselves and find ourselves in messy situations, and many times we try to figure out how to get ourselves out. The disciples said, send them home. But Jesus said, no, I can be a blessing in this messy situation. And that's what happens when we have faith in Jesus and allow him to serve us. We can find blessings in messes. And I have prepared a funkity fun science experiment for that. Would you like to see a funkity fun science experiment?
Yes. Oh, love these.
Once again, I have another lovely concoction that we have right here. A bucket of mess. And I think what would really make this incredible is if we had some slimy students to come up here and participate. So we're looking for 5 this time, gingivitis, messy and icky. 5 students to come up and demonstrate something.
This looks absolutely horrid, sir.
Not as bad as your fall.
My character's been fractured, let's just say. This looks like a giant pile of vomit, sir.
Let's bring him over here.
Excuse me.
Over on this side, and we'll line them up.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Let's bring them over in the order of size.
Oh, precious children, I feel so terrible for your feet. What's about to happen to all of you?
Right over here. Right over here. Right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Right there.
Children, please get in order.
Right there. Okay. What is your name? Isabella, do you believe inside that messy, gunky, funky stuff that you can find a blessing? I believe you can too. It's time to get messy.
Wait.
Right over here by Tessie.
Oh, I...
Dig around. Say, ooey, gooey. Oh, she found one. Yes.
Oh.
What is it, messy?
It's a dollar.
A dollar.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
And what is your name?
Maddie.
Maddie? Are you excited? Yes? Okay, do you believe you can find a blessing inside of that mess? Yes. She's very intent.
She just saw some money come out of there. Of course she is.
Let's try it. If something moves in there, don't worry. It won't bite.
Wait.
But it did yesterday.
Shh. Messy. Wait, do we still have the crocodile
dig
inside?
Dig around, dig around.
I couldn't find him.
No, but I put the shark in there.
Oh, good. Dun, dun, dun,
oh,
dun, dun, dun.
Skittles. Oh, give her a round of applause. She found a blessing.
Wait, that's a bag of my medication. Please hand that over.
Oh. What is your name?
Gavin.
Gavin? What is this? It might not come out afterwards. Don't worry, you still have another good one.
We have your Father Michael on speed dial anyway.
No.
Get one. Dig. Both hands. Both hands. Get messy. You'll find a blessing in there. Oh, he's digging. Oh, money. $75,000!
Oh, my goodness! Whoa! Oh, my!
Oh, now the old people are excited, saying,
yes.
Pick me! Sure. Pick me!
Oh, my goodness.
What is your name?
Brandon.
Brandon, do you have faith that you can find a blessing in that mess?
Yes.
I believe you can, too.
All right, ready? Both hands. Hey.
What? Snake! Ah! Oh! Oh. I think he wants to fall. Dig, dig, dig. Say, ooey, gooey. He found it!
Oh!
Yes! Give him a round of applause!
Oh.
You excited?
Yes.
What has happened to your head, child?
It looks good.
It's
well on its way.
It is. That is your name? First stage of the disease.
What's that? Jaden, do you believe you can find?
Yes.
Yes, a blessing in that mess?
Yes.
But do you believe you can find it with your feet? Take them off, baby.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh. My goodness.
That will help with that.
Wait, excuse me. Let me add some solution to this there. Oh, this may be better.
Hold on to messy or you will get very messy.
Oh. He's doing the moonwalk,
sir. Slip sliding away. Oh. Do you see it? Pick it out with your toes. Yes.
Oh, Jaden. Blessed child. Now, please don't let your father and mother take the dollar away from you, okay? Here's your... Oh, please put those back on. That's why Jesus washed the feet, I'm telling you. Oh, there you go, right there.
So, gingivitis, you see, only Jesus has the ability to take our messy situations and turn them into blessings, but you must have faith. And that's how he serves us in our mess.
That's right. And then just last night, we talked about my favorite, which is the S in mess, and that is Jesus saves us in our mess. And the cool thing is we've already heard that 89 of you actually were saved.
Gingivitis,
yes.
That's profound.
Isn't that amazing?
I
don't know, but I just think that is just incredible. And so 89 kids experienced Jesus saving them in their mess. Oh. And so we also had something in
interesting
story, it was a very interesting story. But do you guys remember what was in our slot bucket? What was in that? Do you guys remember? Yell it out. I can't hear you. What is it? A cross. Yes, that's right. So we had a cross in our in our mucky, yucky bucket.
Yes, an amazing 89 kids said yes. And that happened to be our messy mix-up. Let's say that out loud tonight. Today, I don't know what day it is anyway. Hand over your mess.
Hand over your mess.
And just say yes.
And just say yes.
Okay, very loud because this is the most important one. Hand over your mess.
Hand over your mess.
And just say yes.
And just say yes.
Yuckmeister, tell us the story, powerful story of the cross.
Well, I believe It's the most profound story that we have been engaging in. There was a time when the man, Jesus, the Son of God, had come to the end of his earthly ministry. And you see, Jesus was the only man in all of history that had never sinned. And this amazing thing about us is that all of us have been covered in the mess of sin from the time that we were born. And the thing that made Jesus so amazing is, as the Son of God, as he had not, and yet, as it had been foretold for millennia before, Jesus was delivered to the cross to be crucified. And there was another couple of men. There was a thief on one side of Jesus, and there was a murderer on the other. And see, the two of these men, they had deserved to be persecuted and to find themselves in this situation. And yet the murderer on this side, he was hurling insults as he hung from the cross at the man Jesus. And he says, "Jesus, if you are the Son of God, then why don't you call the angels down to come and rescue you from your plight?" And he began to hurl insults even in the moment of his last breath. And yet the thief on the opposite side said, "Sir, don't you realize, don't you fear God? This here is God's Son. We deserve what we have gotten, and yet this man has done nothing wrong." And then in his last moments, very humbly, he looks at Jesus and he says, "Jesus, Son of God, would you remember me today when you go to be with your Father?" And Jesus looked at him and he smiled and he said, "Surely, surely I say this to you, today you will be with me, man, in heaven." Isn't that amazing?
Amazing story.
Isn't that amazing?
So, Jagdmeister, what you're saying is, in a very messy situation, the thief handed over his mess to Jesus.
He did, sir.
And he just simply said yes.
That's all he had to do.
And Jesus rescued him.
Yes, in the middle of his mess.
That is how Jesus saves us from our mess. But so often still, we think that we can take care of our own messes, our own sins, and we take things into our own hands, much like this water here, in which we think that we might not get messy and might not get sloppy, and sometimes we think that we can play around with sin and possibly like a cup of water over our heads, that it won't fall on us. But that's a lot like sin is, over our heads, waiting to get us messy if we don't turn it over to Jesus. I can't get it on top of my head because my head is like 17 feet tall.
It's gigantic.
What would you say, messy, icky, Jagdmeister, if I prepared a concoction that you could actually pour this water over your head by saying yes to Jesus and you wouldn't get messy? Do you think that would work?
No, Professor. No, listen.
I need the concoction.
No,
what?
No, Professor.
No.
Look.
Wait.
That's not necessary.
No.
It's not necessary because, well, watch. You hold this. Watch. I am a scientist too, not just you, Mr. Big Professor. Look. See, I've even prepared this with a giant umbrella, and all I have to do is take
this. Jagdmeister, you must trust me.
Wait. Time out. All you've been doing is talky. I'm so intelligent. Look at my giant hair. Look, I don't need you anymore. See, I can do this.
Wait, Jagdmeister,
ready?
Just
we'll do our own countdown. One, two, three. Look.
You're cleaning that up. I'm not cleaning that up.
Jagdmeister. Jagdmeister. Listen. I'm actually quite glad you did that.
I'm so ashamed I made just a giant mess.
Because
I'm not even a real scientist. Nobody believes me. I'm terrible.
Listen, you actually helped with the demonstration because your selfishness in wanting to demonstrate showed everyone what happens when you try to deal with your sins yourself. You get into a messy situation. But
and I did.
If you hand over your mess and say yes to Jesus, amazing things could happen. I need 3 volunteers to demonstrate that.
Yes.
It's okay.
Thank
it's
you,
okay.
Sir.
It's okay.
Okay.
Go back to India now.
Wait, it's not India, it's Lithuania. Sorry. Are you making fun of my accent, Professor?
All the time. Do we have 3 volunteers? I need 2 young ones and 1 big one. Come, please, come. Please.
Oh, settle down,
oh,
sir.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah, look at Miss
Acting I'm cool in front of church.
Mr.
Look,
Justin
a big man
around.
Jump on stage.
Oh, I don't need the steps.
I'm a big man
up.
Stepping Woo-hoo. On the stage.
That's right. Look at me.
Pull up your pants.
Hey, pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like Justin with
here.
His pants on the ground.
Come over right here.
Yes.
Oh, look at this old guy.
Wait.
What is your name?
Caveman.
What's that?
Caveman.
Caveman?
Caveman.
Oh. Caveman. Oh, I thought you said caveman.
I did too. The cave dweller. Wonderful.
Okay. Caveman from Geico. Okay.
15% can save you. I tell you, every time.
Caveman. Will you say yes?
Yes.
You will? That I can protect you from this mess?
Yes.
Say yes, Professor.
Yes.
I have faith that you can protect me from this mess.
I have faith that you can protect me from this mess.
Oh, I wouldn't do it. This is not FDA approved. Oh, no. No. Oh, goodness.
What? Come on over, cool guy.
What you doing? Come on, Justin. Let's get down and busy, yo. What's happening? Now, this was a wonderful head of hair. It was.
Justin, we're about ready to turn your hair back to its original color.
That may be impossible, sir.
Will you say yes?
Yes.
I believe you, Professor.
I believe you, Professor.
That you can save me from my mess.
That you can save me from my mess.
Really? Because you look a little worried.
A little bit.
Oh, goodness. Oh. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Man. He had such a handsome face.
You're really nervous, aren't you?
It was wonderful, sir. Thank you. Nice work, young man.
You're a big boy. You excited?
Very.
This is my favorite.
Nervous? I would be too, because this part didn't work any night. What's your name?
Chad.
Chad, because you're a big boy, we believe in a big bucket. What do you say?
Yes. I'm really glad he's wearing a blue shirt.
Yes, Professor.
Yes, Professor.
I believe you can protect me.
I believe you can protect
me. And save me.
And save me.
From this mess.
From this mess.
Little nervous. Don't waver in your faith.
Oh, no. Where's my umbrella? I must hide.
One. Thank you very much.
Professor, your science is just amazing.
Well, I give all glory to God because only He can meet us in our mess,
equip us
in our mess,
yes.
Serve us in our mess, and most importantly, when we turn our sins over to Jesus and say yes, to Him, He can save us from our mess. Gingivitis, it's been wonderful being with you. Young slimy students, thank you so much for today.
Let's give them a round of applause.
We will see.
Let's give our characters a round of applause and say, see ya. See ya.
Goodbye.
Awesome.
Goodbye.
Awesome.
Goodbye.
Again, we are so thankful that you guys took the time out every night to come and visit us at Slimeology Kids Camp. We are so blessed to be able to spend time with you in all of our activities. And we are trusting that Jesus is taking care of all of our messes right now. Is Jesus taking care of all of our messes right now? Yes, He is. Yes, He is. And we can be confident confident. We can be confident in that. So you know what? We want to just close with one more song. Are you ready to close with one more song? Awesome. But before we do, I would love to have someone come up here and pray for us. Pray for us and pray for the great day that we've had. Let me look and see. You come up here. Can you come up? Come here. Come on up. Come here. Yeah. Meet me right over here. Can you meet me right over here? Here he comes. Oh, we've got an icky sticky who's going to pray for us. You know, one of the coolest thing at kids camp was seeing everyone take time to pray at the activity areas, at the game, at the activity center. And every night we had just a cool little future slimologist pray for us a couple times. And this should just warm your heart. It's so awesome. So can you pray for us and thank Jesus for taking care of our mess? Can you pray? No? Can I help you? No? No? Can you say to Jesus and you pray after me? No? No? Okay, can you stand up here and be, can you stand up here and make me look better just by being so cute? Can you do that? No? You can't? Oh my goodness. Well, let's pray together. How's that? Okay? No? Okay. Well, I'm going to pray and you're going to stand right here with me and help me out because I'm a little nervous too. Yeah? No? Okay. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for these awesome, awesome kids that have come for Slimeology. Thank you for the crew. God, you have shown up and you have shown off in such big, big ways. God, you know, this is a message for kids, but it's also a message for us all, that we all are messes and we all have sin in our lives, and you are the only one that can take care of that and make us clean and have a relationship with you. We love you so much. Thank you for the privilege and the honor to serve alongside you, and we thank you so much for all the wonderful decisions that were made at Slimeology Kids Camp. So continue, bless us throughout the day. We love you. And everybody said,